Brahma Shivai. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Veda Introductory, presented by Sri Gopalakrishnan Narayanan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Respected dear family members, my pranams to you. Today I will be explaining to you about Upanishads. We were discussing about Vedas. After that we discussed about Brahmanas. Then came Aranyakas. And the last part of Vedic literature is Upanishads. Upanishad word means taking nearer to. Upa means nearer. Nishad means taking, leading, directing, guiding, and so on. So Upanishad means taking we people nearer to the absolute truth and absolute knowledge. That is what is meant by Upanishad. The content of Upanishad varies significantly. There are 108 Upanishads, of which 10 Upanishads belong to Rigveda, 31 Upanishads belong to Shukla Yajurveda, almost the same number Krishna Yajurveda, 17 or so with the Samaveda, and the remaining Atharva Veda. We need not stick to the number. It's only just to inform you that. But each Upanishad belonging to a particular Veda Shaka will be having the same Shanti Mantra. Same Shanti Mantra. All Atharva Vediya Upanishad will be having the same Shanti Mantra. All Samavedi Upanishad will be having different but same Shanti Mantra. And so on. The most important Upanishad we used to say 10 Upanishad. First 10 Dashopanishad. Some people also say 18 Upanishad. It is true also. All the 18 Upanishads are dealing with very deep subject. In the Upanishad, the philosophical approach, the darshanas, the visions, the viewpoint connected with Panjabhuta is given. Panjabhuta means Prithivi, Appateja, Vayu, Akasha. Panja Prana is described in Upanishad. Prana, Avana, Vyana, Udana, Samana. And also Panja Jnanendriya, listening, watching, smelling, tasting and touching. So ears, eyes, nose, tongue, skin. Panja Jnanendriya are explained. Panja Karmendriya also explained. Leg, hand, tongue, procreatory organs and digestive organs. Similarly, detailed explanation of mind is given in the Upanishad. Extremely detailed explanation of Atma, soul and Paramatma, cosmic soul. Jivatma and Atma remain the same. They are explained in Upanishad. One need not have the background for understanding the Upanishad. Background of Sanskrit is not a compulsory thing. Even if you have got the background of Sanskrit, you may not be in a position to understand anything from Upanishad. You need a commentary, you need extremely good translation. From that only you can understand that. And learning Upanishad is not at all difficult. Upanishad gives small, excellent messages. Generally, Upanishads do not give any stories. Upanishads do not give much elaborative explanations also. First 18 Upanishads, as I told you earlier, go deep into the philosophy. Other Upanishads explained about Rudraksha, it also explained about Lord Shiva, Mahavishnu, it explained about Sannyasa, it explained about pregnancy, Garbha, it explained about Mantra, Puja, Lord Krishna, Dhanalakshmi, and so on. After 18 Upanishads, the subject varies significantly. And Yoga Upanishads are there, Shaktiya Upanishads are there, Vaishnava Upanishads are there, and Shaiva Upanishads are there. They are dealing with different deities and gods and goddesses. But first 18 Upanishads, as I told you earlier, once again I repeat, that when they deal with deep philosophy. Extremely good. I explained all this in Malayalam also. Some of the messages, so nice, So Satyameva Jayade is from a Upanishad. It is put in the parliament. I do not know whether appropriate or not to put such a message in parliament. Because I have seen many people, the ministers and others, telling blunt lie there. And you can see Satyam Vada, tell the truth, Dharmam Chara, follow the pathway of Dharma, Satya Anna Pramadi Davyam, never deviate from Dharma. Satya, Dharma Anna Pramadi Davyam, never deviate from Dharma. These are all great messages. Without stories and without explanations, they are given in a nutshell. The importance of that is that nowadays you can see in the management, whenever I teach MBA, I have seen that when many Japanese words are used in explaining the production system. Toyota production system, Ford production system, TPS, FPS and so on. Where you can see they are using so many Japanese words. Keisan, Kanban, Genji Jumbutsu, Mura, Muda, Muri and so on. These words carry great messages. In one or two letters, remember that. It is like that we have also got enough messages. Uttishtata. Gloriously stand up. Anywhere it can be written. Jagrata. Be aware that you are not permanent here. Prapyavaranibodhata. Remember to acquire knowledge from these scholars. And get yourself enlightened every day. It's a great message, no? So like that you can see. Ishavasyamidam sarvam. All whatever is existing here are nothing but the manifestation of the divine power. So, tena tiktena bunjida. Take whatever nature has given to you after offering to others. So, like this, vidyayamritam asnuti. Get the level of immortality through the knowledge of spirituality. Yoga Kshemam Vahamyaha. Even though it is from Bhagavad Gita, it is an Upanishadic message. Nimitta Matram Bhava Savya Sahajin. It is from Bhagavad Gita, but the message is from Upanishad. So like this you can see, Jnanam Vijnana Sahidam Yat Jnatva Mukshyate Ashubhat. It is from Bhagavad Gita. Avidyaya Amrityam Dirtva Vidyaya Amrtam Ashnate. It is from Upanishad. It is given back in a different way in Bhagavad Gita. So remember that if you cannot read Upanishad, it is your misunderstanding and wrong understanding that you are not capable of understanding that. You can read even though you do not have a background of Sanskrit. You can understand Upanishad. Many people used to say that when, since I do not know Sanskrit, I feel sad, I am worrying about that, I did not learn Sanskrit because I am not in a position to understand Vedas and Upanishads and Puranas. Remember that even though you have got Sanskrit background, you will not be in a position to understand all these things. It is because the Puranic, the Itihasic, the Vedic, Upanishadic Sanskrits are different. What you need is the will, Ichashakti to learn that. If you have got the Ichashakti, then learning Upanishad from the books written by many great scholars. They are available in Ramakrishna Ashram. They are available in Chinmaya Mission. They are available in Bharatiya Vidya Bhavan. They are available in Shivananda Yoga Ashramam. You go and search, take one book, read it 2, 3, 4 times. You will be literally enlightened with that. It is not the spirituality which is enlightening you. It is the truth connected with the life. In many of the Upanishads, particularly 18 Upanishads, the concept of God is entirely different. It is not like a biblical concept. It is not like the concept given in Quran. It is an entirely different concept. Many people give interpretation in different ways. But you need not follow all of them. But listen to them. Take whatever is good, then you also go by yourself. Never pledge your intellectual capacity, rational thinking and logical analysis to anybody. You think by yourself, analyze by yourself. Remember that Many people will be giving their own interpretation. They have got the freedom also. You have also got the freedom to give your own interpretation. Does not mean that when you should not give your interpretation. Because you know, a rose flower, if it is given to a young girl, she will be giving a different explanation. The same rose flower, if you are giving to a poet, or a botany professor, or a chemistry professor, or a garland maker, or a wreath maker, that rose flower will be explained in different ways. A pujari, a priest will be explaining a rose flower in a different way. They are all complementary to the rose flower. They never be contradictory to each other. Like the different sannyasis, different scholars, different experts give different type of explanation. Different type of explanation for each word, each Upanishad. And that is the greatness of India. You have got the freedom to explain in your own way. Vimrishyeda dasheshena yadechasi tadakuru. This is what Lord Krishna told in Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. Critically and logically and rationally and scientifically analyze. And then you do whatever you would like to do. You do what I told you to you do. No. You continuously question and then come to a conclusion, then learn it. Bible says never question and believe blindly. That is why Americans and English people and Europeans thrown Bible away. They are not accepting Bible because all the statements you cannot even think that when such messages are given by Jehovah. And that too you do not have the freedom to logically, rationally, scientifically analyze also. So you have got only freedom to accept it. That's all. You have to accept, otherwise God will come and punish you. Final day God will come and analyze just like a judge, and he will give you the position in the hell or purgatory, or he will be giving you a position in the heaven. That does not depend upon what good work you are doing, what bad work you are doing. Whether you are following Jehovah, Allah, depending upon that you will be given heaven or hell. But in India it is not like that. For every action there is an equal and opposite reaction. To be experienced by the actor, it is beyond the judgment of God. That is the importance. So for every action there is an equal and opposite reaction. To be experienced by the actor, it is beyond the judgment of the God. That is the what we should remember. And in Bible it is survival of the fittest. But in India it is survival of the glorious. And you are acting a drama of life. And act the drama with dharma. That is Indian concept. Western concept. Act the drama of life, make as much money as possible and enjoy. One day you will die and there is no next janma for you. This is the concept. So utilize everything available in the earth, eat, enjoy, marry and finally die. Here in India it is not the case. Just like everything is cyclic, the season is cyclic, sunrise, sunset is cyclic, revolution and rotation of earth is cyclic. The life is a cyclic one. And a rain is cyclic one. This carbon dioxide cycle is there, oxygen cycle is there, nitrogen cycle is there. Everything is cyclic in this world. So life is also cyclic. There is a life cycle, there is a karma cycle, Lord Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita. So Annat bhavandi bhudani parjanya adanna sambhava yajnat bhavadi parjanya yajna karma samadbhava brahma karma utbhavam viddi karma brahma utbhavam viddi brahma akshara samadbhavam dasmat sarvagatam brahma sarve karma pradishtitam. Explanation of karma cycle. So life is also cyclic. You are born, you will become a youth, you will become old age, finally your body will be removed. And the soul will take another body, as Brian Weiss, California University psychiatry professor, has proved by conducting retrogressive hypnotism in a girl, Catherine. Nicely he has proved in this cyclic life, many lives, many masters, messages from the masters, same soul, many bodies. These are the three books. He has written many books, all in conformity with the Indian approach. Even though he is not a Hindu, he is a psychiatrist. I think he is also an atheist. So remember, you have to learn Vedas, for which you need not have to learn Sanskrit. You have to learn Brahmanas to only some extent, just to understand what the content is. If you don't want to learn Aranyaka, give it up. Leave it up. Don't worry about it. But learn minimum 2 or 3 or 4 Upanishads. Like Ishavasya Upanishad, Katha Upanishad, similarly Kena Upanishad, Kaivalya Upanishad. Learn little by little. Then you will become a good Hindu. Spread the message of Hindu Dharma to everyone. Every Christian is teaching Bible to Hindus and converting him to Christianity. Every Muslim is converting the Hindus into Islam. And we have also to convert the Christians and Muslims into Hindu Dharma. There are hundreds and thousands of people in the West who do not have anything in their mind. They have rejected Bible outrightly. Fill in their mind the Hindu Dharma, rationally, logically and scientifically, giving the freedom to question anything. They will come back to Hindu Dharma. And do the same thing in India also. Teach Hindu Dharma to Christianity, Christians and Islam. I assure you that they will come back. Invite them to temple, invite them to Madha Pradhanandamayi, invite them to Satya Sai Baba, invite them to Guruji, invite them to Brahma Kumaris or Chinmaya Mission, and invite them to see many, many channels. Sri Shankara channel is excellent. Almost all Indian channels started giving Indian spirituality nowadays. So teach them. They will come back to Hindu Dharma. It is your duty to bring them to Hindu Dharma. So learn something, teach something. After practicing in your life, with these words, I would like to explain my deep gratitude for your listeners. Thank you very much.